The 900 block of West 50th Street is a quiet residential part of South L.A. It's a mixed black and Latino neighborhood that, on any other day of the week, would look just like any other. But today, the day after the death of a toddler and the attempted drowning of her sister, the neighbors are restless.
I'm very devastated about it when it comes to our children, because I have children and my grandchildren, and last night I just didn't sleep at all, just thinking about this tragedy.
That's Judy McCann. She's been a foster parent before and says she's taking this hard because there were children involved. McCann was at home when the police arrived yesterday morning.
The oldest one was like purple, you know, her eyes was like sitting back in her head. I was just praying that you know, it was hope that they could save both of them. But the dad was just beating his head on side the fence and was just hollering, "Why did you kill my kids? Why you didn't kill yourself?"
McCann's son, Thomas Burton, knew the oldest daughter. He's also in disbelief that something like this could happen to a little girl that always waved at him as she passed by.
I can't say a bad little girl, because I seen the neighbors in the front watch her. And when they used to have her with her, they never complained. They never, like, you know, was mad at her. She was going to the store, buy her little popcorn, hot Cheetos, and they'll walk back over here. She have her little boots on. I see them all the time, every day. I see them every day.
Whatever drove Lorna Valle over the edge, Burton says, probably wasn't her kids themselves.
She took care of her kids. She did. Every time I seen her, she had her kids never were neglected. Her hair was always done. She always had on new clothes. Her baby had nice stuff. They weren't neglected. So it was something else that triggered it. And I don't know what that is. I wish she could have talked to God about it and let her kids go.
For now, teddy bears, flowers, and handwritten signs adorn the front of the toddler's home, a painful reminder of a life gone too soon. Josh Wu, Annenberg Radio News.